Today marks the fiscal year 2013 closeout, and there is much for Hoosiers to celebrate as our state renews our commitment to fiscal responsibility, fiscal discipline. And I'm grateful for all of the leadership that's taken place over the last year that has brought our state to this place. Members of the General Assembly, members of our administration, leadership, and members of the prior administration. And I specifically also want to acknowledge the good work on this closeout by our state auditor, Tim Berry, who is with us today and be available for some questions after we share the news with each one of you. But this is a day where we can celebrate that the balance sheet of Indiana is strong and growing stronger. Our state remains the fiscal envy of the nation. Revenues are coming in higher than projected. Reserves are higher than projected. And our bottom line is stronger than projected. The closeout that we will announce today for fiscal year 2013 is a win for Hoosiers, and it lays a foundation for economic growth and prosperity upon which I believe we will be able to get this economy moving again, get Hoosiers back to work, and lead the Midwest, if not the nation, by our example. A few quick thoughts. From the outset of our administration, you said our intention is to make job creation job one. I believe the foundation of our economic prosperity is fiscal integrity. Let me say that again. You will see our administration over the next 3.5 years remain preoccupied with fiscal discipline and fiscal stewardship, because I believe that the foundation of our economic prosperity is fiscal integrity. Our citizens expect our state government to live within the means and to live within the budgets that have been adopted. And so we've done for the last year. But let me also say that businesses in Indiana and businesses that every day are looking to come to Indiana look first at the balance sheet of our state, as they do any other state, in making a decision whether or not the economic environment is stable. As I talk to business leaders every week, telling Indiana's story, people around the country and some around the world, the very first topic that comes up is our fiscal strength. It is a lead selling point for the state of Indiana. It is an asset to all of our businesses, and it is directly related to job creation. This is not an exercise in actuarial perfection, but closing out our fiscal year of 2013 with revenues higher than projected, reserves higher than projected, our bottom line stronger than projected, lays a foundation for jobs and economic growth in our state. I believe that the announcement today also confirms the balanced approach that we took in developing our budget earlier this year. As you all are aware, I proposed an honestly balanced budget in January, and that's what the General Assembly passed this last April. The budget holds the line on spending, maintains adequate reserves, while including tax relief for Hoosiers and investing in our key priorities. First, let me talk about an honestly balanced budget. Working with state legislators, we passed a budget that kept our spending increases at the 2.5% annual level, which matches the average rate of inflation over the past 10 years. And those are our numbers that are projected over the next biennium. Not only that, but I'm pleased to announce today that we have a structural surplus of $483 million. That's $93 million, or 24% larger than the final budget bill assumed. Now think of the contrast here. While most states are broke or struggling with budget deficits, we're actually reporting today that we enjoy a surplus where revenues have exceeded expenses by $480 million, more than of $1 billion over the expenses that we incurred as a state government. And this was not by accident. It was because of a shared commitment by the last administration, by our administration, and by our partners in the Indiana General Assembly to live within our means and to practice sound fiscal stewardship. And I mentioned before the direct relationship that has to economic growth, but it also pays other dividends. We enjoy a credit rating higher than the federal government's, and that our state's reputation for fiscal stewardship is truly global. In addition, our total revenue growth in fiscal 2013 is $92 million above the forecast, and $337 million above actual revenue collected in 2012. Let me share with you again as we talk about revenues exceeding expenses by $500 million. Hoosiers should rightly celebrate that for the last 8 years and 8 months, we've been committed to fiscal responsibility. And our fiscal strength is the dividend that we receive from that. I was informed today, by contrast, the state of Illinois right now has $6.1 billion in what are called a bill backlog alone for their state. The state of Indiana has zero bill backlog for our state. And I'm not talking about debt, taxpayer-funded debt. I'm talking about bills that are paid. Hoosiers should be encouraged by these numbers. And let me just say, I think the priorities in any budget should always be to live within our means, which means you hold the line on spending, you pay your bills, you put money in the bank for hard times, you pay down debt, and you let Hoosiers keep more of their hard-earned dollars every chance you get. And that's what we've done, and it's reflected, I think, in these priorities. Let me get on also to the topic of our reserves. I'm happy to report today that we also are finishing our fiscal year with adequate reserves. At the close of fiscal year 2013, our reserves stand at more than $1.94 billion. This is $86 million higher than projected when the budget bill passed in April. Now, many of you who have been spending time with over the last 2 years know that I set a minimum reserve level in the budget that we submitted and in the budget we campaigned on, 12.5%. I'm pleased to report that at the end of fiscal year 2013, our reserve level will be 13.1% of appropriations for fiscal year 14. And I believe those are adequate reserves, and they are necessary reserves. But why money in the bank? Why reserves at 13.1%? Well, I will tell you that despite a great sense of optimism that I get in the four corners of Indiana, this is still a very difficult time in the life of our economy. It is an uncertain time, and I think prudent fiscal management requires the level of reserves that we called for and are reflected in the fiscal year closeout that's represented here. Now, at $1.94 billion, we are achieving the maximum amount possible under the cap for our budget reserve, and I believe that is appropriate, and I'll detail that in just one more moment. Now, to give you a better picture of why this is a big deal, and I'm using a highly technical financial term, we finished with reserves $86 million higher than the budget bill predicted. At the same time, we have paid off $108 million in debt and more than $90 million in charter school loans in June of this year per the budget bill. Okay? And so we finished with reserves higher than were predicted at the time of the budget bill. At the same time, paid off $100 million in debt. In addition to that, today, I'm announcing that we have made a decision to reduce our debts by an additional $66 million by paying off bonds for the Miami Correctional Facility. By paying off this debt, we will save taxpayers nearly $27 million over the next 2 years, since we won't have to service that debt anymore. It is appropriate for families to pay down their debts, and I believe it's appropriate for our state government, whenever possible, to pay down our state debt. Now let me give you some bigger numbers on that. Since July 1, 2012, because of our fiscal strength, our state has paid off $282 million in debt on state-owned facilities. Now, that includes the $66 million that we just authorized. As a result, state tax-funded debt is down 52% since that date. This is good news for taxpayers, and it's good news for their children and their grandchildren that we're eliminating debt in the Hoosier State. This now leaves the state of Indiana with less than $400 million in state tax funded debt, and I believe also an important step forward. I said at the beginning this was a win for Indiana, and there's lots of credit to go around. Obviously, I stand before you today on the shoulders of those who've gone before, and 6 months of this budget was under the last administration. We express our appreciation and gratitude for the stewardship that was in place when we arrived. But I'm also very grateful for the members of our team who over the last 6 months have held the line on spending, have worked very diligently on an agency-by-agency basis to put us in a position where we could be able to report the level of reserves that we're reporting, and also to be able to pay down additional debt for the state of Indiana. So with that, let me just close by saying that, as I said at the very beginning, every day I get out of bed, I think about job creation. I know you guys like my well-worn phrases a lot. But when I say we're making job creation job one, it's because it's what I think about all the time. The reason I think about it all the time is because that's what Hoosiers think about all the time. Everywhere I go in Indiana, people are focused on the economy. But they also understand that our fiscal strength, our commitment to education reform and innovation, as we announced earlier this week, with the completion of our appointments to the Career Council, our devotion to rethink workforce education on an innovative basis, our commitment to make career and vocational education a priority in our schools, all of it contributes to this. But I think the foundation of all of that, the foundation of our economic prosperity, is our fiscal integrity. And Hoosiers, I believe, should welcome the news today that once again, Indiana remains the sovereignty of the country because of the stewardship of the last administration and the efforts of our administration, strong support of our partners in the Indiana General Assembly, and the good work of our state auditor, Tim Barrett. We've arrived at a place where Indiana continues to stand on a firm foundation of fiscal integrity.